Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, BT, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth. Hoff is on vacation this week, so we got Pat Boyle filling in for him. Patty, what do you got for us? Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth.
All right, so in regards to the Knicks, we know that still no OG Anunoby, still no Julius Randle, still no Mitchell Robinson. Mitch seems the closest to come back. Apparently that's what Tibbs is saying. He's been practicing full contact, all that stuff, but he hasn't played yet. He's been out for over 50 games now. OG came back. Now they've shut him down again with the elbow. No clear timeline on him. And Randall's been out since January 27 with the dislocation.
This is not an update,
Pat. I mean, what are we doing here?
This is not a 2020 update. Get to the damn question.
You want any kind of context? Fine. Yeah. Or you don't. I guess
some context is fine.
I'll read one sentence. And that'll be that. Here you go. Bald face lie, bald face truth. The Knicks will be fully healthy and be whole by start of the postseason.
Who's up first? You want me to take it?
You take it.
I'm going to say bald face lie. I'm worried about this. I honestly.
Oh, you've come around, and I love the word you said. Quote, I'm worried about this.
I am. I'm worried about this. I said this yesterday. I didn't get into it too much with Moose, who was filling in for Sal, but I did bring it up, and I thought he was very non-committal last night. I saw this before the Pistons game. Tom Thibodeau talking about the 3-inch. I'm not worried about OG. Mitch will definitely be back. I am worried about Randall. So that is a bold-faced lie.
Yeah, it's a bold-faced lie. You know how I felt? I've been worried about this since day one. I'm even more worried now than I was then.
Well, because we're running out of time.
Well, and OG came back and left again and got hurt. So we've already seen one guy fail, and we still haven't seen the other guy. I mean, now there is still a chance. We are running out of time, but there is still a chance that they can be hold. Or can be whole before the playoffs start.
There's only 11 games left here, Sal. 11 games to go, and he's going to need 3-4 games, I would imagine, to shake off the rust. So it's not over, but it's getting a little dark for Randall here.
I will say this. I think they're going to try it before the postseason starts, but there's no guarantee that there's not another relapse. Like, let's say Randall, okay, hey, we're going to force the issue and with 2 games to go in the regular season, see how we look whole with Anunoby, Randall, and Mitch back. But then you just don't know.
I just want people to understand he's not even cleared for contact
yet.
I know. That is a massive thing.
All right, what do you got, Batty? Number two.
All right, Sweet 16 starting back up on Thursday, March Madness. UConn, which is, I guess, even remotely close to our only local team left. Champions last year. They got a rematch from the national championship on Thursday against San Diego State. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. UConn will repeat as national champs.
That's a bald-faced lie. I know they're out to a rough start. I got to be honest with you, BT. I did not watch 1 second of the tournament this weekend.
Not a second?
Not a second of it. I told you I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
Not a second. I filled out that bracket. Taco Frank made me do it. I barely checked. The first couple of days, like Thursday, Friday, I was a little into it, and then I just don't care. I'm sorry. But I have paid attention to the dominance by UConn. I still say a bald-faced lie. It is so hard. And you got Hurley, you know, complaining about the tough draw or the matchups. I'm not buying it. I think UConn's a great team, obviously. Somebody's going to knock them off. That's a bald-faced lie.
I disagree. I think UConn's going to go back-to-back. Bald-faced truth. You know, you mentioned Hurley. He's definitely nutty during the games, but he keeps them locked in. Like, there was a good article over the weekend about how how he guards against complacency, which is one aspect to being a really good team. But they got all the weapons, man. They got size, they got speed, they got athleticism, they got shooters, they've got depth, they've got championship pedigree. I know it's wacky, and the college game is as unpredictable as it's ever been. I think UConn's going two in a row.
You been locked into the tournament this week?
Not the way that No. I mean, I watched a lot of the games there, of course, but. You know, and I said this the other day, and I'm fully transparent. Like, once the Big East got shafted, starting with St. John's,
how are they doing,
so,
by the way? I know UConn,
they haven't lost yet. They're 6-0.
Okay.
How are they doing? They're undefeated.
I'm curious. Well, we only get three teams.
I don't mean that. I'm not taking a shot at you for not knowing. No. I mean, I'm mad. It brings back my energy toward the committee for doing such a terrible job for only having three teams in. St. John's, Seton Hall, Providence, the other three that had a case to be made. So that definitely made me enter the tournament with a little bit of a tepid enthusiasm, which is never the case. I always love it. I've rallied. I've gotten into these games. But I feel like, for me, there's something missing a little bit this year, the way it went down.
The one thing I did pay attention to, Kentucky. Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, again. Please, Calipari.
No, I love
Calipari. He's been stealing money, Calipari.
Every year, it's the same thing. Yep. All the experts, oh, no, this year they could win it. First round out again.
I got news for
you. Stink.
I know you paid attention to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
They had a tough one last night. That was a tight one. That's her last home game. So they had to hit some free throws at the end. Caitlin Clark, I remember it had to be 5-6 weeks ago when she was going for the scoring record, which she did not get this particular game. They were playing Nebraska, and my parents were over, and my mom was making meatballs or whatever we were doing, and my dad and I were watching bouncing around watching a little golf. There was really nothing on, and we put on Iowa, having a few Modelos, and I was so into watching her play. Like, outside of the Big East, I have watched more Caitlin Clark this year than I have other non-Big East action.
Interesting.
She's unbelievable, dude. She's unbelievable.
Going to dominate the WNBA?
Yeah. Yeah. Differently, though, because she's also a great passer.
Right.
She's just a wizard.
I have not watched. I mean, obviously, I know about her. I have not watched much. I just don't have any interest in the men's or the women's.
By the way, I think UConn gets a scare Thursday night.
Yeah.
I think San Diego State could beat them. The spread's 11.5.
Yep.
We're talking about who here, man?
Going back to the UConn Huskies.
Okay. This guy's going to be on the Aztecs. 11.5.
They could cover. They're not going to win.
What's
UConn's
the third one for you, Boyle? Wrap it up here.
All right. Last thing. Mark Vientos sent down option to AAA to start the season. Zach Short, in his lifetime, 174 batting average, gets a spot for the Mets opening day roster. Baldface Lie, Baldface Truth. Mark Vientos will play in a Mets uniform again.
At the big league level, no. That is a bald-faced lie. And, BT, this makes me even more excited than the J.D. Martinez signing because it shows you that the Mets finally know what they're doing. You know how I feel about Vientos. I told them there's no need to evaluate. I've already done it for you. He stinks. There's no way a young kid should come into the big leagues and be a DH. Mm-hmm. DHs are exactly what they should be with J.D. Martinez, a bad-bodied veteran who can't do anything else other than mash. Whether it works out or not is yet to be seen. However, that's what the DH spot should be for, not somebody who's a young, quote-unquote, prospect that can't do anything else. And the reason why Vientos went from being the DH to being a minor leaguer is because he's not a good baseball player. And if the Mets saw that now, with J.D. Martinez not even on the roster yet, what makes you think anything's going to change? Even injuries aside,
aside from injury, that's too easy. But aside from injuries.
But even if you factor them in, I'm still not sure it's Vientos. They bring up, let's say, Trace Thompson or somebody like that, or whoever, I don't know the exact roster. Guys like that.
Gilbert can help
the ball club in other areas. So it is a bald-faced lie. Mark Vientos will not ever be in the major leagues again with the New York Mets, and that's a good thing.
I don't think Vientos is very good. He's a one-dimensional player at this age. That is exactly the opposite of what you're looking for. But I do disagree here for a couple of reasons. I do think he's going to play at some point again for the Mets this year. Bald-faced truth. There's just too many variables. Like, if you had somebody other than, Brett Beatty playing third, or Brett Beatty was more established, then I might be inclined to say bald-faced lie, but there's no guarantee that Brett Beatty doesn't come out and hit 190 during April. And at that point, if Vientos...
But he can't play third?
I know he can, but we're not even sure Beatty can, although he is better than Vientos. He's a more natural fielder, I get that. But Vientos is going to tear it up in AAA, because he always does.
Right.
And he had 5 bombs in the spring, maybe 6, so he's got a little penchant for power. And he also had some power last year late when most people stopped watching. He's got on a little home run there. I do think he's back up. I do think if some of the younger kids, I mentioned Gilbert and some of the other guys,
Jet Williams, Gilbert.
Acuna. If they get off to good starts, I could see them packaging him and not getting much back. It's just getting rid of him. But I do think he would be back in April or May at some point, because what the Mets have in front of him outside of J.D. Martinez is not fully rooted yet, so he might get one more swing.
The fact that he couldn't even make the team is telling, and it justifies everything that I've been saying for months about them shoving him down our throats. Oh, Vientos this, Vientos that, going to get a look. No need to. He's no good. And now I'm at peace because the Mets finally see what I've seen. They know he stinks. All due respect.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.